Formosa is a small island, yet blessed with an array of natural wonder and splendor. From the north, ancient towns and aboriginal villages lie alongside towering mountains, beautiful waterfalls, and elaborate temples. The central region displays the full range of Formosa's spectacular beauty, the shining sea, roaring rivers, and emerald forests. Known as the island's cultural center, southern Formosa still retains many of the traditions of the mainland immigrants when they first settled in this area. With tens of thousands of people practicing the Kuan Yin method, Formosa has gained international attention and respect for its economic independence and power. Diligent spiritual practice has brought their land abundant prosperity and development. Through the sincerity of the practitioners, Formosa enjoys the blessings and merits of a peaceful nation. In early 2007, Supreme Master Ching Hai answered the sincere longing of our association members when she joined the festivities with honored guests and around 10,000 of our association members from around the world to celebrate the Lunar New Year of the Pig on February 18, 2007 in Formosa. On the same auspicious day, the Shining World Leadership Award ceremony was held and Supreme Master Ching Hai awarded the former President of the Philippines, Fidel Ramos, President of the Gussie Peace Prize Foundation, Manuel L. Morato, and Senator Harrison Alvarez for their compassionate work for the Alaxes refugees in the Philippines. Following these celebrations, the international retreat took place where Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members meditated and prayed for peace throughout the world. On February 22, 2007, the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day was celebrated with great fanfare and beautiful performances. We now invite you to listen to a discussion between Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled Heaven is Inside the Saints, in December 1992, in Shantimen, Formosa.
Purpose is to reach this happiness, absolutely carefree, no condition. Understand?
Yes.
That is your nirvana. All the people practice meditation, eating a vegetarian, etc., just for this purpose, so that they reach this absolutely carefree state. They even care not to be Buddha anymore. You are the Buddhas. You have reached the Buddha, a state of quietness, of absolutely let go. Understand?
Yes.
Inside we are full of bliss, full of happiness. We don't have place for Buddha. Yeah? He become one with us. Do you think the Buddha could feel better than you feel these days?
No.
Yeah. Yes. No, I'm just telling you that don't envy the Buddha because he won't have it better than you. Not all the time, understand? Especially when the Buddha has to share it with you. Or he might have it also, but you understand? He didn't bother about whether he has it or not have it. Because he's too busy looking after people and seeing that the people enjoy. This is also a kind of enjoyment. And no need to be the same, right? The cook has different pride, enjoyment and reward in his cooking. You see all the people eating until the last morsel, he is happy. He knows people are satisfied with his food. Yeah, and he's happy and proud of it, right?
Yes.
And satisfied by that. He might eat it with you, or he might not eat, or he might eat in a hurry and don't know the taste. But when you eat it all and finish and satisfied, he is satisfied, right?
Yeah.
That's why in Zen tradition, there is a saying, say, when the devil comes, you chop him. when the Buddha comes, you cut him into pieces. Same thing. Understand? You should not attach to anything at all, then you are in Nirvana. It's easy to say, but it's difficult for some people. It's easy for all of you here, most of you here, because you enjoy the state of Nirvana instead of looking for it. If the cake is there and you keep asking, what the cake will taste like? Understand? I want to know the taste of the cake. And then you, otherwise you just don't eat it. Then how can we help you? Right? Yes. It's very difficult, like that. Otherwise we have no problem at all. We are no different from the Master. We have no desire. Actually, we should not. But when you go home, maybe your state will be a little bit contaminated by the surrounding again, by the people who nag you and who trouble you and who demand things from you that you don't desire. Yeah, but because of their desire, then you also have to accompany them, and then you'll be in trouble sometimes. You forget temporarily your state of Nirvana. But it's good that you have it once a while, and then you will remember, right?
Right.
And then you know. Yes? Once you have it, you never really forget it. Right? So this memory, taste of Nirvana, will always remain with you in all kind of trouble time. Yeah? Then you remember to rise above all the problem, to remember your true happiness, or how to be happy. Right? And when happiness comes, you do recognize it and appreciate. And you know, oh, now I know that, what it is. Yeah, this is it. This is what I want. Understand? Yeah. So 7 days retreat will not end here. Yeah. But it continue all the time. Yes, it continue all the time. In your heart. It might seem less in intensity, but it will be always there. Understand? Yeah. So actually that's a true love, right? True love, yeah. So you truly understand. Because meditate, you can do it at home even. So don't need to come here and expect me to let you sit for 15 hours. I can do that. I can do that also. Understand? But that is not necessary all the time. This is a kind of experience also that we are sharing with each other. Huh? Another experience is you have it within yourself and you can have it anytime. Whether you know it or not know it, you're aware of it or not. I have told you already my experiences in the early days. I helped that master in that ashram, I mean the meditation center, doing some correspondence and things like that. I do a thing everywhere I go, right? And then somebody woke me up suddenly and called my name and I cannot stand up. I woke up, but I couldn't stand up. I have no legs. Understand? I cannot move. And then one leg at a time. You cannot imagine such a grown-up person and hop around in one leg. And the other leg doesn't listen. He's too slow to come back. Yeah. Normally we walk with two legs, right? But the way from Nirvana is not necessarily the same. So one leg comes back, the other stays behind. Yeah. That is some kind of so-called Nirvikalpa Samadhi, right? What does it exactly mean? I know, but you say it. Like you have no form?
Yes, no
No feeling?
No form, no feeling.
Right. You're one with the Creator.
Yes.
You're one back to where you very, very original source, where you have no feeling, no desire, no thought of creation even. Nothing happened at all. That is the ocean of creation, just very quiet and calm. Nothing. You don't even know that you exist. Understand? And that is so-called very high samadhi, no? And I had it in the early days of my practice, and I didn't even know it. You're back to a very, very source. You understand? What in the Tao Te Ching we call 道不可道那个, 名不可名那个. When nothing yet rises, nothing steers from the consciousness of the universal power. And when we steer us, then things become created. Then it have vibration and has flashing light. Understand? So that's where we come from. We come from light and sound. That's when we are created. Understand? But beyond that, absolutely nothing. Therefore, when we pray to the Absolute, He doesn't hear. We have to pray through the light and sound, through the Master. The Master is in the between state. The Master is also with the Absolute, but the Master has to be in the between state and also under the between state so that to guide us to the Absolute. Understand? We are the Absolute, we are the greatness of the universe, but because our attention are attached to one corner or the other of somewhere, so we cannot return to the source. That's why most people who are too intellectual and too successful in business or in life or too high a position in the society, very difficult to calm their mind and to go into samadhi. They try very hard, maybe, but they only try with the mind. They don't even go beyond the mind yet. They think I'm sincere, but only the mind is thinking. All the tricks of the maya, of the mind, make you busy and then satisfy the mind alone. You have not gone beyond that. Beyond the mind, there is not even satisfaction of any kind. You feel nothing. You absolutely satisfy that you don't even know there is such thing as satisfaction. Understand?
Yes.
Mm. Only when you think, only compare, you are in the dual world of yes and no, good and bad, then you know you have satisfaction or dissatisfaction. When you have, you are in one with the satisfaction, do you know you have satisfaction? No. The eyes cannot see itself. Understand or not?
Yes.
The sun cannot know that it's hot or bright. It is a quality of the sun. So the quality of the Absolute is absolute. Absolute means no comparison. You cannot say the Absolute is good, or the Absolute is supreme even. Yeah. If it is a true Absolute, you couldn't even speak about it. Don't talk about it. Cannot even think about it. Cannot imagine. There's nothing. Understand? The sun could not care whether you blame it or you praise it. It is the way it is. Understand?
Yes.
It doesn't even feel proud of its own greatness or brilliance. It's just like that. Right? So we praise it or we blame it, it doesn't move one inch. No question. It doesn't shine brighter or it doesn't shine less. Understand? Yeah. You cannot affect the sun by your praise or blame. Similarly, we cannot judge the Master or praise the Master. Hmm? We can only recognize it in our own way, in our different level of understanding. And then slowly we understand the Master and I are one. I and the Master is no different. We are in the same source. We are from the same source. We have the same treasure. Understand? It's just that our ability to use the treasure is different by now. Maybe later we know how to use it better. Okay? Just like a child, he's born in a very rich family. He has the same right and the same inheritance like other children, but he's too young now, he doesn't know. But the brother knows better. The same family, the same right, same treasure. But the brother who grows up knows better and knows how to use it better. That's all, right? Okay. That's the difference between two children. Nothing else, right? So I know and you do not know yet. Yeah? Maybe you know but you think you don't know. Or maybe you're too humble. to accept your greatness. Never mind. You do whatever you want. Okay? You accept it or not accept it. You use it or not use it. You can be proud of the treasure or you don't care about it. It is your right. Okay? Therefore, I am never hurried to go around and preach to people because it's all their right. If they are longing for it, they will find a way to search it. They try all their might to do it. If they feel it's nothing, it's all right. It's their treasure. Understand? But if you truly want to know your wisdom, your greatness, then listen inside. Listen to your intuition. Listen to what to do at the right moment. And do not be cheated and clouded by your preconceived ideas or by the social customs and judgment. Listen inside. Try to be always inward and know what going on and know what you should do, because many times you know it but you do it the other way, and then you say, oh, I wish I would have done that. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, that is when you are a little bit out of touch with the reality, with the truth inside, with the silent voice that tell you what to do. So the more you quiet, the more inward you withdraw, the more wiser, the wiser you become. Because you know what to do, understand? And if you don't know it, you're clumsy. You still have to do it in the end, but you don't do it successfully. So you have to transmigrate and redo it. That's the difference between understanding yourself or not understanding yourself. That's why we transmigrate. That's why we have to be reborn again and again. Because we have not listened to what we should do. We have not complete the task that we come to learn or come to do. So, that's where comes the transmigration. And the soul has to transmigrate with it in order to learn. Understand?
Yes. Yes.
Is it clear?
Yes.
Like crystal.
Yes.
You understand everything, I guess. Or maybe I understand everything. I do. As I speak to you, I'm so clear. Understand?
Yes.
That is absolutely no argument about it. Yes. But it comes spontaneously because it comes according to your level of understanding. Yeah?
Yes.
Sometimes I can speak like this to you and it's very clear. The other time I cannot, because at the moment you cannot accept it. Therefore you block also my flow. Therefore I also don't want to speak to you. Understand?
Yes.
Not that at that moment I cannot speak like this. Yeah? Just like children, when they grow up, you give them all kind of jewelry or good food. When they were young, only milk. Therefore, when you come to the retreat or you come to see me, you not only sit in, but you have sweets, candies, stories, singing, and all kind of, comfort, goodies, yes. So, just like the children, when they come to see the mother, both of them love each other. But by the way, they will have good things for mother also. These are just by the way. Whether or not they both still love each other.
Yes.
That's true. Understand?
Yes.
Yeah, that's all. So whether or not you have experience or not experiences, you enjoy these days. You were in Nirvana, and that is the purpose. Right?
Yes.
If you keep this memory with you all the time till the end of your life, then you're always in Nirvana. Or at least when you die. Yeah. Our last moment thought is very important.
Yes.
If all you think about is misery, you will go to hell. Yeah. If all you think about is master happiness and bliss when you are with the master, you will be in nirvana in no time. So, that's the secret. Understand?
Yes.
That's the benefit of being with the master, whether inside or outside, together, physically, or mentally. So keep the master with you all the time, keep the retreat with you all the time, and you'll be in no trouble. You rise above everything. Understand?
Yes.
And then all the problems will look small. Right?
Yeah.
You rise above all the trouble. Look at them as toys. You fly above everything. You pass with all flying colors through all the tests of life. Because you remember this happiness. It will last a very long time. It might last forever.
We appreciate your cheerful company today on Between Master and Disciples. Please join us again tomorrow for another insightful lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Love and Hatred. And now part 2 of the Ashton Awards, honoring environmental heroes on planet Earth, our loving home, coming up next on Supreme Master Television. May peace, joy, and harmony be ever present in your life.